Hello, everybody. This is Terry Ritchie, Certified Nutrition Specialist from Advent Nutrition, and you're joining us for Mission Nutrition. We have back our special guest from last week, Carrie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Carrie Myatt is a... Oh, man, it's L-O-M. Hold on. Licensed Practitioner of Oriental Medicine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you gave a great show last week. For any of you who...
Thank you.
You really did. You did a very good job of explaining everything. For those of you who may have missed last week's show, all of the radio shows are on my website. So please feel free to go to adventnutrition.com. Press on the radio show icon, and those shows will be listed. I'm just trying to think. It might take another 2 weeks for your two shows to be listed down there.
Okay.
But whereas last week we talked generally about acupuncture, today we're going to talk specifically about your one true love.
Yes.
Okay, and that is infertility.
Yes.
What got you into infertility issues?
It's interesting. Infertility, that's something when I was going to school, I said I would never specialize in.
Really?
Because it's more complex. Logistically, it's hard to schedule people. It's just, it's more involved. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant and had my son. And the people coming to see me was fertility and wanting to get pregnant.
Really?
And they just kept coming to me. And I thought, you know, everyone always says your specialty chooses you. And I just thought to myself, if I have the ability to help these women get pregnant and have
the joy you
a child,
have, yeah.
I mean, my son is my world,
right.
And I want to give that to people who need my help.
Right.
So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So what's the biggest problem with fertility? And I know that's a really tough question to ask.
I think it's a lot of stuff. I think when you read books out there and articles about, you know, why is infertility, you know, occurring so much? Why are more and more women having trouble? You know, they cite things like, you know, women are waiting until later in life.
Yes.
To have children.
Right.
Because they're getting their careers started. And but there's also, I see young women coming to me, too, you know. Stress can play a huge factor.
Absolutely.
I think the American lifestyle in general...
it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. Yeah,
right.
That's a nice way
to
put it. You know, and I'm not perfect either.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's...
I know. I'm a nutritionist and I gain weight occasionally. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I know. I think it's the combination of overwork, overstress, not sleeping enough... just being, you know, overstimulated.
Right.
People are constantly trying to do more things, and I get that, and better themselves and learn and grow. But there needs to be some downtime. There needs to be some time for yourself where you nurture yourself.
Right.
We're all about balance, and there's yin and there's yang. And yin is rest and relaxation and nurturing and healing yourself.
I have none of that. I have to really concentrate. I actually make myself sit down and do deep breathing.
That's great.
Well,
it's not great that you have to do that, but it's great that you take the time
to do it. And I don't take enough time. I should do it every day for at least 20 or 30 minutes. And I'm lucky if I do it 5 minutes in the morning before I run out the door. But... we're going to spend the bulk of the show talking about women, but do you do guys?
Yeah.
You do.
And male factor infertility, I think it's 20 to 40% of infertile couples, it's actually a male factor.
And actually, based on, they're blaming it on the water bottles. You know about that, the BPA and water bottles, that sperm counts are down 30% from what they were 20 to 30 years ago.
From the lectures that I've seen from the MDs who deal with male factor infertility, they are unfortunately seeing more and more male factor infertility.
Right.
And you know, it's with men, it's overwork and overstress and not relaxing, and that affects them too.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Chinese medicine can help with that as well.
Okay, so a woman comes to you with infertility. She's been trying to get pregnant. She can't get pregnant. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
We talk a lot.
A lot. You had mentioned that last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about lifestyle. I want to know everything about your lifestyle, what you're eating, how much are you exercising, what kind of exercise. You don't want to overexercise.
Right. And that's funny because that has a Western medicine component to it. I mean, as I'm listening to you about that, estrogen levels, you know, estrogen stored in fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have enough fat, if your BMI is under 18, you're not going to get pregnant.
Yeah. You know,
You're asking, you know, I'm sure you're thinking of it in a totally different way, but.
Yes and no, you know, and it's true. Some women, you know, it's like, okay, I want you to eat a little bit more.
Yes,
I want you to, you know, some people think just because I'm an acupuncturist, I think everyone should be vegan. Sort of the opposite.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You need some protein
Absolutely.
In there. There's, you know.
You're making it sound like animal protein's a bad thing. And
as long as it's
not.
A good quality, you need to nourish yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially if you want to get pregnant. I mean, if you were.
Why is that?
We're very big on women building their chi, building their blood.
And, explain and their, to people what chi is.
Chi is energy. It's your life force.
Right.
That's in you. That's kind of the, you know, go-to word for acupuncture is chi and building your chi and balancing your chi. And that's all true. But we also want to deal with fluids and blood. And when you want to get pregnant, you need to have that. You need to have enough for yourself and enable to, you know, have
feed
enough.
A baby.
Yeah, feed a baby.
Yeah.
And so we're very big on making sure that from, you know, from your diet, you're getting those things. A lot of the herbs and a lot of the base formulas for herbal formulas for fertility are chi tonics and blood tonics, yin tonics, because more than likely that's not in your diet, or, you know, you're stressed, you're overworked, and, you know, my job is to nourish you as much as I can.
Right.
And I talk about diet a lot and give dietary recommendations too for people from a Chinese medicine perspective. But sometimes it's just the basics of, you know, are you eating enough during the day? Are you skipping meals?
Well, even quality is so dependent on the diet.
Yeah.
Really?
Getting your nutrients, getting your antioxidants, all of those things that can affect egg quality.
Right,
sure.
Right. Okay, so do you use words like diagnose?
Yeah,
you
do.
Okay,
yeah.
So you diagnose what a woman's issue is. Do you see one type of diagnosis predominant in this population? How long have you been out in this area? I know you're originally from California.
I'm originally from California.
How long have you been here?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
In this area, as opposed to California, do you see different problems? Or is there a concentration of issues?
I would say that it's roughly the same. I haven't seen too much. I think what we would have to deal with on the East is paying a little more attention to how you care for yourself depending on the season. In California,
that's interesting.
It is, and we look a lot at how your environment is affecting you. So I guess I would say I do have to pay a little more attention to the dampness in the environment affecting people.
Okay.
It's much more damp here, much more humid here, and that can. Too much damp can cause problems. So in the summer, you know, I might treat someone a little differently here than in California, where it's usually, you know, the 70 and sunny and it's not so
miss
humid.
I miss it much.
I know. And also in winter, when it gets really cold here, I have to emphasize a lot more of eating warm food, staying warm, maybe even using a warm water heater, water bottle heater on your lower abdomen to just keep it warm. In California, you're not dealing with that exterior, what we would say.
Extremes.
Yeah,
you've
extremes.
Got extremes.
Yeah. So I guess you would have to balance with the seasonal extremes, but as far as a basic fertility diagnosis, you're usually seeing a lot of kidney system diagnoses.
And what's the kidney responsible for?
The kidney,
TCM?
I would say it's the root. It's the root of the yin and the yang. It's
Where
everything sort of begins. In yoga, they would say like your dantian. In Chinese medicine, we say that's your mingmen fire. That's the fire that kickstarts all the systems. So the kidney being the root and the base of a lot of things, that's what you want to tap into. I mean, if you're talking about starting and creating a life,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about kidney system and making sure the woman's kidney function can support that.
And how do you assess that?
With kidney system, the kidney system is the aging process in general. But you're going to look at, first of all, if they're a little older, you're going to see, okay, are you having menopausal signs and symptoms? There are some people with, if you treat them enough, you can hopefully see those signs and symptoms go away. And
really?
Even if they are older.
Really?
You know, if you're starting to lose your hair, have low back pain, knee pain, joint pain, maybe you're starting to have a little bit of night sweats or hot flashes and your period is getting a little off.
Funky. Yeah.
Yes, you can if you're really consistent with the herbs and the acupuncture. But you're going to look at if someone's always cold, if they're really low in energy, if their libido is low, and not low because they're so stressed out about everything, but just in general, it's low.
Right.
You know, are there night sweats? Are there hot flashes? Do they have low back pain, knee pain? Each organ system has different aspects of the body. The kidney is related to the bones. That's kind of like the aging process, arthritis, all
right,
that stuff.
Right, yeah. Osteo.
Yeah.
Pain, osteoporosis. Yeah.
And the spleen. That's very important for digestion, and that's important for fertility, too. The spleen is connected to the muscle system.
Do you actually—I'm sorry for interrupting you. Do you actually look at the uterus, or is that not part of the system?
The uterus is what we would call an extraordinary organ.
What's that mean?
It's not one of the main organs. It's kind of one of the extra organs, like the brain, the marrow, uterus— gallbladder is actually a main organ, but also an extraordinary organ. They're the ones that don't really fit into the yang box or the yin box,
okay.
but kind of have the extraordinary functions.
Okay.
So we do look at the uterus.
Can they affect the yin or the yang? Can they affect one of the extraordinary organs?
In a way. And everything is connected in some sort of roundabout way in acupuncture. But, yeah, there's the heart and the uterus and the kidneys. Form this, I guess, this sort of union.
Complex. Okay.
Yeah. And the heart's on top, the uterus is in the middle, kidneys are at the root, at the base underneath. And then there's different Bao Luo, Bao Mai, that Bao Gong, and I might get all these Baos mixed up, but basically they're connected through certain ways. And so I do a lot of heart and kidney communication is what you would say.
Okay.
So you don't just treat the kidneys and that's it. And I put a couple points in the kidney meridian. I mean, you have to see how things connect and balance.
Right.
And I mean, the heart, that's emotions, that's stress, that's anxiety. And you see that a lot with fertility. And
someone
comes in, I need to treat that because that is directly related to the uterus and indirectly to the kidneys.
Okay. We're going to take a short break.
Okay.
This is so cool. I'm loving this. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Please listen to this short message, and then please join us right back. We're going to continue our discussion. Mother gives you,
don't do anything. I'm here with Tanya Stroh, founder and president of Tanya Stroh Training Solutions. Tanya, the one question that keeps coming up is which exercise routine is best?
And my reply is that exercise should always be about you. What your goals are, what you want to accomplish. The best exercise routine is one that is designed around you, for your level, the time commitment that you can reasonably keep, and the goals you want to achieve.
That sounds like a personal trainer to me. They can be expensive.
It can be, but it does not have to be. Over the past 2.5 years, I've developed a program that really is a personal trainer on the internet.
Tanya Stroh Training Solutions is your personal trainer on the internet. You tell us who you are, and we make sure your exercise routine is personal. Your goals with the equipment you like to use, are you a beginner or advanced? You'll get a new routine every time you work out, so you won't get bored. Find out more at www.tanyastroh.com or call 610-304-7695. That's tanyastroh.com, all one word, TanyastroH.com. Or call 610-304-7695 and get a 10-day free trial.
Hi, this is Tanya again. Be fit, be healthy, be happy.
One pill makes you larger and... Welcome back, everybody. This is Terry Ritchie, Certified Nutrition Specialist from Advent Nutrition, and we're talking today with Carrie Myatt, acupuncturist extraordinaire, and we've been talking about infertility today.
Yes.
Before the show, you had mentioned that there were some, if people wanted to do some research into this,
sure.
Books, there's background.
Yeah, there's a book that I recommend to some patients. Some actually came to me like with the book in hand saying,
really?
I've read through this, and this is why I'm in your office, because I'm curious about, you know, where I stand with this, and I'm more interested, and I want to know more about it. It's called the it's by Randine Lewis, and it's the Infertility Cure. And
is it based on TCM?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's Randine Lewis. She's in Texas. She was trained at Western Allopathic Medical School, and through her own infertility issues, found Chinese medicine and was so interested and saw it work for her so much that she went through all the schooling, and now that's what she practices.
She practices TCM,
yeah. She has a clinic in Houston, and she integrates, and she, you know, you respect, and I still respect allopathic Western medicine for sure.
Sure.
But I think, TCM's kind of became a love just because it enabled her to get pregnant again.
How about that? How old was she? Do you know?
I don't know the age. I just read the introduction again, and she didn't really say the age, but she had a child, and then, later remarried years later, wanted to have another child, and came into some issues, and then she ended up having two.
How about that?
Yeah, at different times, not
right.
twins.
Not twins. Okay, anything yep. else, or is that the main book?
This is one of the books. I mean, there's some other books if you wanted to learn more about Chinese medicine in general, but I think for fertility, that this can be a good one. It can have, like, there's a whole checklist they go through on, you know, if you're kidney deficient, spleen deficient, liver deficient. So sometimes people can get a little caught up in that and make them a little nervous.
Uh-huh. Because we think about it in Western terms.
Yeah. So you try not to get too caught up in that, but she does go through diet, and I think she does do a good job explaining it. And this is one of the books that is actually an ABORM book certified.
Okay.
The organization that I'm a part of.
You know, one of the questions I had for you, you had mentioned this at the top half of the show, or maybe it was last week's show, we were talking about herbs, using mm-hmm. herbs. Do you have to be careful what herbs you're using? Because at any moment, the woman could become pregnant. In
yes.
between seeing you at her last appointment and the
yes.
next appointment.
Yes.
So,
good question.
So all the herbs have been tested to make sure that they're not going to cause, like, uterine contractions. Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of Chinese herbs that can do that.
Some can, yeah. And there are definitely some herbs. There's a whole long list that are contraindicated in pregnancy. There's a whole list that are cautioned in pregnancy. I usually will play it safe and say, once you get a positive test, just stop taking the herbs.
Absolutely.
Until
right.
you come back and see me and talk with me. However, there are some women who need to continue
exactly.
their Chinese
yeah.
herbs, maybe until the 8-week point or maybe even to the 12-week point, especially if there is a history of miscarriage there. So it really is patient to patient with herbs and how long they take it, or if they take it through pregnancy.
Okay. You ever worry about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
We're such a litigious society, you know?
If you go to China, I mean, they have hospitals just for acupuncture and herbs.
Have you been to China?
I have not been to China. I would love to go.
I've got the opportunity to go and stay.
Ah.
I have this free place to stay in Shanghai. And not that I don't know that much about TCM, but from what I do know, I'd love to go over and check some things out. It's just a matter of getting the money for the flight out there. You know, it's a long flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of my friends did, though, too.
Did
and
they?
My friend out in California, she said she saw so much and learned so much, but unfortunately, a lot of it she can't do in the States.
Yeah. Why?
Regulations? Yeah, regulations. We're more restricted here. You know, sometimes we should be.
Right.
But there are certain things where, you know, it's a different scope of practice over in China.
Does the FDA come in on these herbs at all?
I'm actually not sure. I know that on the herb bottles it says, like, these do not...
treat
cure
disease.
Or
yeah,
treat
yeah.
Disease
well, that's what,
and
they
and
have
all
to put that.
That
in order to not be mistaken.
And
right?
A lot of it just, I think it's similar to like vitamins and supplements is sort of how it's treated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see Chinese herbs at health food stores that I'm sort of surprised and that they're able to be sold without an herbalist prescribing them.
Right.
But it's I see them more and more. And I'm happy that I see it out because it's becoming more mainstream. But at the same time, it concerns me that, well some of them might take that incorrectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
absolutely.
Then it's going to be this whole thing about how this person had a problem. And it's like, well, they didn't take it directly,
right.
You know, correctly. And an herbalist didn't even tell them to do it. So
right. You know, and more, to a certain extent, I call it the Dr. Oz syndrome, where, you know, you get some medical professional, Dr. Oz or whoever, who, you know, touts the wonderful results people can get from X, Y, or Z supplement. Mm-hmm. People run out in droves to get it.
Yeah.
And then they also buy the next 50 things he mentions.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing, it's not uncommon for a client to come in, you know, just to give you a perfect example, I'll see women who come in and they are covered head to toe with bruises. Well, they are on so many antioxidants, their blood's no longer clotting.
Mm.
You know, so the slightest, you know, hit against anything and they get these huge bruises.
Wow.
And it's like, well, get off the supplements. You know, geez.
Yeah.
So do you get women who are already taking stuff when they come to you? Some Chinese herbs trying to have done it themselves?
Not Chinese herbs.
Okay.
Not Chinese herbs.
A lot of people
herbs.
Are taking supplements.
Yeah,
these
a lot
days.
Of people are taking supplements. Yeah. And, you know, I still caution, I want to know. I'm like, tell me every single thing that you are taking, supplement, vitamin, because that makes a difference for me. Just because it's natural and you think it doesn't matter because it's natural, I still need to know what you're taking. And I will prescribe, I say prescribe, but I will suggest.
Recommend.
Yeah, I will recommend, thank you, certain supplements that are not Chinese herbal medicine that just... the research has shown or in the community of reproductive medicine and infertility where it's accepted. And even actually some reproductive endocrinologists at fertility clinics are now kind of jumping on the bandwagon and kind of saying, oh, yeah, I've heard of that or I think that helps too. So
do you have to keep up with continuing education for your license?
Yes. I have to do For California is different. That's like 50 every couple years. I'm inactive in California, but for Pennsylvania, I think it's I have to check maybe 25 or something like that every 5 years or something. It's less than in California. But I am now a member of the American Board of Oriental Reproductive Medicine, ABORM, and they have their own continuing education unit. So on top of my licensing as an acupuncturist, I have in that. That's a for my fertility specialty. That's an extra, I think, 20 or 25.
Yeah, I have
as
to do
well.
The same thing. I'm state licensed as a nutritionist, but in order to be a certified nutrition specialist, I have to have an additional continuing ed
Yeah,
concentration.
Which is good.
It is good.
Because
it is good. It keeps you current.
Yeah, it keeps, and especially with fertility, I mean, it's evolving.
That's another question I was going to ask you. So is there new information from the Chinese medicine world that's coming out on infertility?
Yeah.
Or is it just age old, you know?
Well, both. And you're going to find practitioners who sort of follow different mentality about that. You're going to see some who really strict with the stick with the classical texts. And yes, they'll be up on what's going on, but they'll kind of stick to the root and the heart of the classics.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are other acupuncturists who might be a little bit more integrative, might look at the research and maybe treat a little differently. Mainly what the research now is showing isn't coming up with crazy new ideas, but it's just proving the ideas that we've already had.
Gotcha.
Or, yes, this acupuncture point prescription is useful right after an embryo transfer, for example. And then the research tells us why. Well, some other acupuncturists are like, well, I know it works. I don't need to know exactly why. So,
you know, we only have like 1.5 minutes left, but I know when I first talked to you a month or two ago, you had mentioned that you will actually go with people who are having IVF.
I'm willing to. Logistically, that hasn't really happened, but
okay.
And I don't think I can add that into my practice. But one of the fertility clinics that I see a lot of patients of, they now have a relationship, I hear, with an acupuncturist group near their clinic out in Bryn Mawr. And they will come to the clinic and perform acupuncture. So I actually need to email that acupuncturist now and just see what it is they do, what protocols they follow, because I think it's great, and I'm so happy that this fertility clinic is doing it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's
thank
been
you
a pleasure having
me.
You on. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you felt this time was worthwhile for you, and I hope you'll join us again next week. Until then, please remember that your health is your responsibility.